It's chilly. It's cold, and the wind is blowing. Now, by anybody's standard in some parts of the world, this is nothing. All I've got on me is a woolly hat, a rainproof jacket, and I've got a red scarf there, a red woolen scarf that I'm going to wrap around myself when I get out of the car. So Louis in the back, English setter. He sits looking out at the front, looking into the front. Got his head in between the armrest and the center rest, or should I say the neck rest and the other one. Anyway, he's got his head in a some kind of V position. Yes, I'm kind of wondering, what on earth am I going to say to people from Eastern Indonesia tomorrow morning? Well, by this time, no, wait a minute. This time tomorrow morning, I'll have finished a conversation which will have taken place for an hour with some university students in Eastern Indonesia. And they're studying the different types of English that you find in the world. And they've asked me, or their tutor has asked me, to speak about Ireland and the kind of English that Irish people speak. And I'm wondering, how on earth can I say something about the kind of English that Irish people speak, given that there's such a massive diversity? As in any country, the rich linguistic traditions in Ireland, influenced by Gaelic, Irish language, influenced by the French, the Latin, the English, and then the social class differences of the accents that there are in Ireland, and then the county. There are counties in Ireland, 32 of them. And Irish people would say, well, there's a Cork accent, a Kerry accent, a Limerick accent, a Fermanagh accent, a Belfast accent, all of these things. And how on earth am I going to talk about this? I suppose, like everybody else, I have one accent. And it's been hewed from my family, and the way it was changed when I picked up stuff from Dublin and then picked up stuff from England. So whatever I am, I suppose my accent is a mongrel one, as is probably a lot of people in Ireland. I have a mongrel accent. Maybe that wouldn't be a bad way to start my little input at the beginning of our conversation tomorrow. But I have no idea if people from Eastern Indonesia are familiar with the word mongrel. I haven't heard the word mongrel used all that much to describe anything other than a dog in Ireland. But a mixture of different almost syllables and tendencies and pitches and tones and all of these things that make up your accent. All of these things are make you a mongrel speaker. Do they not? I don't know. Certainly it's going to be enjoyable. I'm going to love talking with people from Eastern Indonesia on Zoom. Now, in case you're wondering, this is not a Toastmasters group. This is a university student group. I might be thrilled at having a chance to speak to them, but will they be thrilled at having a chance to speak to me?
Well, I guess that's up to them. I mean, I'm thrilled without knowing what they're going to be like. I'm looking forward to it. So maybe they'll be in the same frame of mind. Or maybe they'll be saying, oh no, another one of these sessions about English. I've got a lot of university projects to put in. Who knows? Anyway, it's time to go for a walk now.